have a great opportunity here on Dogs by Nature to be joined by Cleveland Browns Pro Bowl cornerback Joe Hayden. Plenty to get to. We're going to talk a little bit about the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, because we all love to hate them. Joe was actually caught earlier today committing a cardinal sin. We'll talk about that in just a couple of moments. But first, we're going to start off with something that's near and dear to your heart, Joe. The Special Olympics. Earlier this year, ESPN did something that, I tell you what, I was ready to watch football. You know, it's a Sunday morning, and it's about you and your brother. Then all of a sudden, my house got pretty dusty. I have a feeling that is a huge reason of why you've gotten together with the Special Olympics.
Oh, man, that is about 100% the reason, man. It's just my little brother, man. It's in-house, you know, and he's really a big part of why I got involved. You know, just being able to meet my family growing up, him being in the Special Olympics, going to watch him play his bocce ball games and him do track and field events, and just seeing how happy it made him and the other athletes out there, you know. So I just knew that just the smile they brought on his face and how happy it made my family that we wanted to be a part of it.
Now, for those that don't know, you were just named a new global ambassador, and you're going to be a big part of this big special United Relay across America.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be a co-captain. The UNI Relay Across America begins on May 26th, and people can sign up for unifiedrelay.org, also using the hashtag PlayUnified. It's going to go through all the states, so you can run, you can walk, you can bike, anyway. So, I mean, just go on the website, sign up, and just get involved.
And that ends up in Los Angeles with the big Olympic, Special Olympic Games there, and obviously you're probably going to be a little part of that as well.
Oh, yeah, the World Games is going to be out there in Los Angeles on July 25th.
Well, talking with Pro Bowl corner Joe Hayden here, and I'd be remiss if I didn't talk to you a little bit about football, but you kind of made some news in Cleveland on Twitter. I don't know if you've been on Twitter. I know you're always on there, but you're in Glendale, and you signed a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey today.
Oh, my goodness. It was a man carrying his son. He was like, I know it's the wrong team, but we cheer for you. And I was like, I don't want to just hurt the little kid's feelings. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. His dad put on the wrong jersey this morning.
Well, maybe you flipped him to the good side to being a Cleveland Brown fan.
I know. I should have signed on his forehead.
Now, asking you about that, what is the weirdest thing you've ever signed? Have you ever signed a baby?
Oh, man, I signed a baby. I've signed a forehead, and I've signed, oh, man, there's crazy ladies, but I'm a happily married man now.
There you go. Is there anything you've refused to sign?
I refused to sign this one little, I had a little signing, and it was a kid came up to me with a Steelers jersey before, but he was a little cocky kid, so I didn't want to sign his jersey anyway.
I love it. All Steeler fans are cocky. All right, let's talk about you a little bit. You know, coming into this year, huge expectations. You kind of got banged up a little bit earlier on in the year, and this is just from my point of view. I think you played through some injuries that I don't think a lot of people gave you credit for.
Yo, man, I was a little banged up, man. But, you know, my whole thing is, especially playing in Cleveland and playing for the Browns, I just want everybody to be on the same page as far as going hard and just trying to show what it takes to win. You know, you're going to have to play through injuries. You're going to have to play through bumps and bruises. And I just wanted to let everybody know, just trying to be a leader on this team, letting everybody know that if I'm out there going, there's no reason why you shouldn't.
And that's what kind of leads into my next question. You had some young players on this team that seemed to struggle, especially early on, but you had some undrafted kids. Kwan Williams really played great. Those kind of kids, those differences, as you as a veteran player that's been through the rookie grind, how much do you take those kids under your wing, or is that something they kind of need to learn on their own?
I mean, I try to tell them because, you know, I went through my bumps and bruises when I first came in, you know, just being acclimated to the NFL, understanding how it's a completely different game now. You're not playing college ball. You don't have class to go to. It's all about your job, all about, you know, saying the NFL. It's a business. And the quicker that people realize that it's a business, the quicker, the more successful they'll be. You know, just understanding that you have to be accountable. You have to be places at certain times. And people are dependent on you. So, you know, you got to just know that it's a little bit different. You got to take it as a business, and you got to take it as a job and be very professional.
Now, talking about this cornerback position, for my money, outside a quarterback, there's no tougher position to play, and the NFL seems to make it tougher and tougher every single year. But that's become kind of the diva position, for lack of a better term, and not for you, but you got your guys like Richard Sherman and Patrick Peterson, these guys that talk a lot. You kind of aren't in that same vein, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, my thing is, you know, your film speaks for itself. As long as I'm getting recognition for the people that really matter, the general managers, the owners, the coaches from the other teams and my peers, as long as they recognize what I'm doing on the field, I feel like that's all that really matters. Because, you know, like I said, I mean, I have a job to do, and as long as the people that are really making the decisions think I'm doing a really great job of doing it, I mean, that's really all that matters to me.
Real quick, Joe, I want to ask you just a couple rapid-fire questions, just looking for some one-word answers here. Team you love to face the most?
Steelers.
Toughest man to cover?
Antonio Brown.
Best trash talker on your own team?
Dante Whitner.
I kind of figured that was going to be the one. You were always at Cavs games. If there was going to be a Cleveland Browns player to make the jump over to Cleveland Cavaliers, who would be the best one?
Me, for sure.
Yeah. And the final question, Super Bowl right around the corner. A, are you going to watch it? And B, who do you think is going to win?
A, I'm going to watch it. And B, I'm starting to lean towards Seattle.
Joe, I'll let you run. And big thanks again for all the work you do with the Special Olympics and representing the city of Cleveland really, really well. We all appreciate that as fans.
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.